Welcome back to a new episode of Real Estate vs. Technology. I'm your host, Norman Kinsey. If you haven't done so, like, subscribe, hit that notification bell, because we have new videos that come out live every single Friday at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time. Big thanks to Liftoff Agent for sponsoring the show. Let's get our co-host in the studio. What's up, Mr. Dan Gandy? How's it going today?
Going good. How are you?
I'm doing well on my side. I know before we got on the air talking about the weather being amazing, but our triple play. Can't wait to introduce our guest today. And what do you think, Dan? I think the theme on this one so far is going to be like, it's just keep it simple. Stay in contact with your clients. Text great. But we got Kim from Miami, Florida on Real Estate vs. Technology. Welcome to the show. Excited to have you with us today.
Thanks, guys. So happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Of course, of course. So yeah, show's about you. Want to deep dive a little bit into your story. What's working so we can share that with our audience so they could potentially could, I don't know, follow in your footsteps. So it looks like you're crushing on social media. You're in Miami, Florida. Beautiful weather for all of us. Oregon, Arizona, and Miami here. It's beautiful for all of us. But why real estate? How long you been in? Why'd you get into the game of real estate?
Oh my God. Wow. I'm really going to date myself here. So I came into the world of real estate with my husband. He owned a mortgage company and I came into real estate as a mortgage broker. So I have that mindset. So every time I'm working with a buyer, it's like, okay, tell me your whole story. Let's find the solution. Because down here in Miami, especially in the condo market, it's not so easy. It's not so like, yeah, it's not so easy to get people approved. So, and then, you know, I actually shifted into transaction coordination. I started my own transaction coordination company. And I always had this faux pas about realtors for some reason. I was like, oh God, I'll never become a realtor, you know? And here I am. And I got to tell you, I wish I made the shift earlier. I absolutely love what I do. I love being able to utilize my skill sets from a mortgage broker to a transaction coordinator. So, you know, not to hype up myself or anything like that. I feel like I'm a real knowledge broker where I come from that place where I can really, really help my clients.
That's awesome. Beautiful family, by the way. I see it in the backdrop there.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Beautiful Miami. Like, I love our oceans.
you got to rep the ocean. So that's great. So from mortgage to then on the, like the transaction side, coordination side, and then now the real estate side. So you have more of a different perspective the three different areas. That's awesome. And then with technology, social media, it looks like you've really adapted to being consistent, putting yourself out there, getting on video, and what was like some drivers behind doing what you're doing online?
So I started with coaching. So I would coach the new agents that came into our office. So I wasn't scared and didn't make me nervous to be in front of people and present and teach, you know, the contracts, because that's what I did. I would do contract to close. So I would get up there, I would teach the agents, whatever. So being in front of the camera, being in front of an audience didn't ever scare me. I'm not gonna lie, when I first got a video, I was a little nervous, you know, but now I actually really enjoy putting out the videos. I enjoy putting out the content. I enjoy educating people because I really wanna be able to educate people because they need to understand that it's not an easy process. I mean, this is the biggest purchase that someone's gonna make and you wanna understand that they're doing it correctly, you know, and they're making the right purchase. So, you know, are they going to buy a home? Are they going to buy a house? You know, what direction are they going to go to? And just kind of give them the different solutions that are available.
I love that. That's super cool. You went into like the coaching side and how that transitioned into kind of the transaction side and what you're currently doing. That's awesome.
Yeah, and then I still have my husband. My husband's a mortgage broker. So he's a branch manager. So it's like, you know, sometimes I'll get I'll get a contract if I have a listing or whatever. And I always, for example, I'm always calling the other lender. I'm basically breaking them down. I'm finding out information about, you know, their prospective buyers. I'm asking for a DU and LP, which, as you know, is automated underwriting. So it's like I'm a little over the top, but, you know, I don't want to waste people's time.
I love that.
I would hate you.
You hate me? I know. I'm a pain in the I'm a pain in the ass. I am, but you know,
we're on unleashed. You're good.
I don't mind if people do that. I just want them to tell me before they do that. That's the main thing.
Oh, I will 100% tell them. I'll say, you listen, can I, you know, I'm gonna reach out to your lender. I just wanna, you know, understand, you know, your clients. And just know that I'm not wasting time, especially if you're going to take a property off the market, you know, for 45 days, you know, you lose that time frame. So I want to make sure we got a solid buyer behind us.
No, I actually love it That's why I brought it up, because that's like the extra amount of vetting that we can do. Cause how many people show up for like a Zillow lead and then people say they want to write an offer, and then they're like writing an offer, trying to scramble for a pre-approval. Well, yeah. they haven't had a discussion about, are these funds being gifted? What's the down payment amount? Like,
yep.
Do you have a closing cost?
Exactly. And there's a lot of newbies in the industry too, a lot of green agents, and they don't know what questions to ask. I mean, obviously if you're working with another agent that's been in the industry for a while, hopefully, they're doing the right thing and they're getting the correct information. But I don't know, Miami's different. I don't know if it's different in Arizona and Oregon, but Miami, we got some interesting agents down here.
Oh, they're interesting everywhere.
Yeah. We got a lot of fly-by nights.
Yeah, I think they're interesting everywhere. And take notes, audience out there. Like, ask the questions before you get too deep in the relationship. And not qualified.
Absolutely. Like, how long have you been doing real estate? Like, this is not your part-time gig?
Yeah, yeah. 100%. I love that.
That's awesome. I wanted to ask something about Miami real estate, and I think this will resonate with a lot of people, because you guys have a lot of HOAs, mm-hmm. right? You have a lot of due diligence that needs to be done. So the buyer agent actually has to do a lot more work than a standard house in terms of being able to gather information and also disseminate that in terms of special assessments and bylaws. Like, mm-hmm. how do you navigate that whole HOA process?
Yeah. So, I mean, coming from a buyer's, agent perspective, well, again, having that background as a lender, I'm mm-hmm. asking the questions. Okay, so let me backtrack a little bit. So I don't know if you're familiar with what happened in Surfside, where we had the building collapse.
Yes.
So ever since that building collapsed a couple of years ago, the litigation and standards have changed a lot. So all of these condominiums now in Florida are undergoing a certification process where they're having engineers, they're going through the building, they're checking it out, making sure it's structurally sound, mechanically sound. So all of these HOAs right now, or in these buildings rather, these condos are going through like huge like recertification processes.
Wow.
And there's so many, like it's so rigorous, and like assessments are getting laid on, the buildings, they have to have this fixed, the elevators, structural, balconies, so many things are happening right now. So it's a huge process. So there are questions that need to be asked, to a buyer. So for example, if a big issue down here in South Florida, and I think in most Florida condos, is a lot of these associations, these buildings, they didn't have reserves, right? Yeah. And banks would require, if you wanted a certain amount of financing over more than 75%, banks would require that these buildings had reserves. And now what's happening by 2025, now all these buildings are required to have reserves in their bank accounts. And it's a requirement by law. So many changes have taken place here in South Florida. So being like a novice or a green agent, I mean, yeah, you'll definitely get lost in the shuffle because there's so many things happening. If a building's going under some type of renovation, a certain percentage of that renovation has to be completed for a lender even to consider lending on that building.
Interesting.
So yeah, when you talk a lot of due diligence and trying to figure out how to navigate through the buildings, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's and kudos to you for understanding this, because I brought it up on purpose because I'm kind of familiar with mm-hmm. the market, because I have family down there, and most people are buying condos, townhouses, those types, even residential neighborhoods. A lot of them are in HOAs, right? Mm-hmm. So I think when you have an agent that's not familiar with that stuff, it puts you at a disadvantage. And I think that is a deal breaker for most, because they find out the impact or consequences after they purchase.
On your contract. Yeah. All this time, and it's just like you're spinning your wheels for nothing, and that's assessments. We talked about going through the whole renovation portions of it and whatnot. Yeah. But then you have a lot of these buildings that have litigations on them. And depending on the level of the litigation, a lender won't lend. So it's like you know, in the very, very beginning, if you're a listing agent, now going back to the listing agent, you have to have these conversations with your sellers, and a lot of the sellers don't know. And if that's the case, you have to have a conversation with the management company. You need to understand, you know, what type of litigations does the building have? Is it going through a current, you know, assessment? What's that assessment? How long? What's included in the assessment? You know, and you have to find out this information, because when you're tagging a property in MLS, right, in the multiple listing service, you know, it's like, okay, is it going to be a finance deal or is it going to be a cash deal?
Mm.
No, because most of these condos, you can only tag them as cash because lenders won't lend on them.
Wow. Listen up, everyone out there who's in Florida.
Dude.
Lots is going on over here. Yeah. But, you know, in the long run, I think it's going to be for the best that they, that, you know, unfortunately it takes something horrible to happen. Mm. To be, you know, made better. And like I said, you know, by 2025, you know, I'm sure there'll be a little give and take there. You know, all these buildings are going to have full reserves to basically pay for the issues that they have to bring, you know, the buildings into sound, bring them sound, bring them up to code.
Yeah. Wow. That's good. That's good.
It is a good thing. It's just a pain. It's just such a pain right now, right? Because
yeah,
it basically puts your brakes on everything.
Oh my God. And compliance and how long it takes for that stuff. Oof, no fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a process. And being in South Florida, you know, especially on the water, it's all condos.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
So
I didn't talk too much technology, but
it's fine.
I'm going to go with it. That's good.
I like that.
I had a lead-in question that I wanted to ask. Is like, you know, with interest rates and how things are navigating right now, like, what are you implementing in your business, both tech and marketing wise, to increase your amount of at-bats for listings, generate more buyers? Like, what's kind of your plan for 2024?
So I'm just having more conversations, right? I mean, it just comes down to having more conversations with people. Definitely the social media is, you know, you're in people's faces. It's funny. I haven't, you know, I'm kind of new to social media. I think just like most people have been at this probably since the pandemic and doing it probably ridiculously wrong in the beginning, following a lot of amazing, because I think that's key, right? You follow like a handful of amazing agents that are doing it right. And you just kind of just, you know, rip off what they're doing, because, you know, that's what it is. I'm a Tom Ferry client. So, you know, I get a lot of direction from them as well. But I think right now it's just key to having conversations and just like staying part of your sphere.
Yeah.
No, that's good. That's good. And then is with having those big sphere, like, is review capture important, testimonials, like on the back end, really from a marketing standpoint, like how are you getting those referrals from your clients and past clients?
You know, it's funny. I think it's very indicative of my personality because, you know, I had this conversation with my coach the other day. And he's like, okay, I said, you know, my Instagram is hardly growing. I mean, it's all organic, but it's just like, it's growing like a snail. And he's like, well, one thing you haven't done, Kim, is that you really haven't identified who your avatar client is. And I'm like, well, I don't really have an avatar client. I mean, it's South Florida. We're like a huge cultural melting pot, you know? And he's like, well, then you really got to focus on a certain area. And I think that's where I've kind of shifted gears and just really focused on. Yeah. Yeah. Because I would go to South Miami. I would go to South Beach. I would go up to Broward, which is not Miami. It's like Fort Lauderdale, Weston, you know? I mean, I'll still do it. But I would really just focus like very general as far as my marketing. And at least now what I'm doing is just to really, really focus more on that avatar location, not necessarily the my client. So that's why you'll notice there in my title, it says Aventura North Miami Real Estate Agent, because those are the areas that I'm concentrating on.
That's good. Awesome. And what have you seen as far as the change, getting more focus for our viewers and listeners in a specific area? Because, yeah, some people are like, hey, I work with, you know, anyone, everyone from all age types, because, you know, there's downsizers, move up, relocation, all. Speaking of relocation, I'm sure a lot of people relocating your location, especially after COVID. How has that impacted your business? Have you seen more relocation clients or specific things that you maybe didn't see before?
Yeah. So, I mean, for me, like shifting, I think you're talking about shifting gears, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So with me shifting gears and just focusing on, you know, a certain area, it's just so funny how things happen to pan out, right? So there's this building, and I'm not going to say the name because it's become my farm. And it was this one building in Aventura where I always would stay away from because it's not the prettiest building, right? It's just not a pretty building, and there's always something going on with it, right? And it's become my farm. It's crazy, you know, and it's just because I've been focusing on it. And, you know, mailing the building, doing a lot of YouTube videos because I do YouTube videos. And then I actually set it to like a 1 mile area to kind of hit and cover. And people are actually finding me because I'm so heavily concentrated within that like 1 mile radius. So that's the difference.
Yeah, I love that. And when you see like focus more so like YouTube content, putting out that content, farming that specific building, are you having people like already calling you or reaching out to you because of technology, because of videos and your farming that are already like, hey, Kim, I want to work with you. Is that the conversation?
Yeah, no, they're finding me. It's starting to happen. They're finding me from the content that I'm putting out. I had a seller contact me just because he saw one of my videos in that building. Wow. He said, you know, I want to list with you. Because, you know, I saw your video specifically, you know, you advertising one of your listings in that building. And he reached out to me from a Google search because he found that video.
Wow. Hey, just a reminder, everyone out there, it works. Look at that.
It does video. Work. You get a little disheartened because you like, oh my God, I'm doing these videos and I wanted to like, you know, I needed to hit now, you know?
Yeah.
Doesn't happen like that. It's just little tweaks you see like organically growing every day. And you know, you're like, oh, I'm doing it. And it's rewarding when it finally pays off and something like that happens.
That's awesome. So for our viewers and listeners, is there any advice you want to give them in like, I don't know, like their approach in filming videos on YouTube or how to even approach it in the first place, right? Because there's the thumbnail, there's the copy, there's the editing, there's the filming itself, right? Like, is there anything from your journey you could share with our listeners?
I honestly, it's just been such a learning experience and I don't even know if I'm doing it right. I mean, I really don't, you know? I mean, I just know that, you know, I come up with an idea, like something will, you know, like the condo market, for example. I was like, well, I need to educate, you know, folks in South Florida about condos and buying a condo in South Florida. And I was like, I produced like an 8-minute video. It's like my longest one. And I was like, oh, wow. You know, I can't believe I produced an 8-minute video. But, you know, just, I think it's just about being authentic to yourself. I think at the very beginning, I wasn't being true to myself. Like I was kind of producing content more so like for myself instead of my audience. And at least now I think I'm doing it more so because I feel like there's a need. And I can imagine that, you know, if you are buying a condo in South Florida, you know, this would be some good information to have to understand the process.
Yeah, 100%. I think it's becoming more and more prevalent. Like my wife and I going from the Bay Area of California, moving here to Gilbert, Arizona, we found some guy on his smartphone filming a bunch of content who was not a real estate professional. So if you or listening to this, you might want to get on YouTube. And it was so helpful. I didn't have to fly out. I didn't have to rent a car. I didn't have to get a hotel. I mean, we had some family here, didn't really want to, you know, bug them. We just busy, right? So you just go online, you do some research on Google, find YouTube and watch some videos. So I like that. I like that. Get on video out there. Kim
get on has video. Some. Yeah. I mean, I know it's hard, you know, at first to kind of, you know, get to that point, but it's a good place. Once you get there, it feels good.
I love that. I love that. That's awesome. And actually, it's funny. So YouTube, believe it or not, they want 15 minutes to 30 minute videos on the long form stuff. So the fact that you did 8 minutes, that's huge.
I'm getting there.
I love that.
My goal for Q2 is get back on the YouTube train. I shot like 100 videos and then I just got burnt out and I was just like, what am I doing? So I think it's super important to like refresh that. Rejuvenate your ideas and kind of create up a plan for every quarter that you're going to shoot video. Cause like I was a prime example. Somebody just got burnt out from shooting video.
You have all this content, right? And then you're just like, okay, so who's going to do the editing and who's going to produce it? Right. It's like, it's just kind of like sitting there. It's like hanging out in the wind.
I got this file full of a bunch of videos, but I don't know what to do with it. And that's what we do in our podcast for our viewers and listeners. It starts on YouTube and they put the audio on other platforms, but it's great because you can visually see the person with this podcast and of course listen to it as well. But it's amazing how they say that it's like a fan celebrity type relationship. So when you film the content, people see you as like a celebrity. It's interesting. And then when they reach out to you, they already want to work with you. They already know and like you and trust you. Because you can go down the rabbit hole, look at all your content, what you have going on, you know? So it's interesting.
And that's why I feel like, you know, you have to be genuine and authentic, like true to yourself. Because, you know, I think in the very beginning, I wasn't. I was just like, oh, I have to be this, like, you know, bougie, you know, real estate agent, like, you know, these little professional, like, you know, photos. I mean, don't get me wrong. I still have to do my hair when I, you know, do a video. But yeah.
Of course. Of course. All women do, I feel like.
My wife's always it's so like, much harder for us. You have no idea.
Wife's like, wait, hold on. I'm not ready. Give me my hair really quick before I get a video.
Yeah,
exactly. By that time, I'm like, all right, I'm not motivated anymore. You're fine.
Well, I think, you know, to kind of end the podcast on a bang, like, is there anything you want to share with our audience about, you know, getting started? You've been in this business a while. So I think coming from somebody who has the experience level, like, what is your tip to people who are thinking about getting in real estate or just got licensed that can help them shave off some years and
If you're new to that, if you're new to the industry, 100% get with a team. I mean, there's like no doubt about it. You know, find a good team, you know, work underneath their umbrella. I would never recommend a new agent to do it all on their own. I mean, you're just going to be like lost.
Yeah.
And then as far as like, you know, like a buyer or a seller, you know, just do your due diligence, research who that agent is, you know, understand, you know, what their marketing is. I think marketing is key. I did a video the other day. I mean, it just irritates the crap out of me when I go on MLS and I see agents taking their own photos and you see them peeking out, you know, they're peeking out in the mirror, you know, in the back. I'm like, come on. I'm like, this is the digital age right now. I'm like, seriously? So it's like, yeah, as a seller, as a buyer, you know, do your research and make sure you're using somebody that's, you know, been doing this for a while and ask them about, you know, what their marketing is.
Big time.
Totally.
Don't be cheap. Okay.
Don't be cheap. I'm like, seriously. I mean, you're still getting a nice commission. Really? You're just taking pictures.
You got to invest back in your business. And I think that, that is super, super hard for a lot of people to do because they get these checks and they go to the bank and they spend it all on life. They don't
have
business.
Right.
That's the most important
thing. That's a whole other podcast, right?
You read my mind. I was going to say the same thing. Yes. Yes. Balance sheet. Pay yourself a paycheck. P&L. Yeah.
But it's been enlightening. If you are looking for an agent in the Miami area, you know who to hit up. So that's what I was going to say. I appreciate you coming on.
No, thank you so much, guys, for having me. This was so much fun. Thank you.
Yeah, likewise. And so anyone who's listening, you know, it's not easy, but get on video. Okay, pass the prospect.
On video.
Do your due diligence. Make sure you know about HOAs and what's going on and litigation. And if you're in Florida and the buildings, and hopefully this podcast will help one person out there in Florida and they can reach out to Kim and be like, oh my God, thanks, Kim. But by the way, if you want to follow her, links are down below. Check her out. She has an awesome Instagram page. Looking forward to having you back on here in the next year or so and see how things are going. It's always nice to have returning guests as well. And I'm glad that all of our weather is amazing out there. So Kim, thanks again for being on.
Thank you guys again. Thank you so much. It's been so fun.
Of course. Dan, thanks so much for co-hosting.
Thanks for having me.
And to all our viewers and listeners. Yeah, I know. Thanks, Dan. And to all our viewers and listeners, it is our intention for you to take things from our episodes, apply your business, have more massive success. If you waited to all of the end, you're a real one. Subscribe, like this podcast. Comment below with your feedback. Follow Kim. We'll see you all on the next one.